Look at you. Look at me. Because you just reminded me that I need the Air Force.
So you see who that is, y'all.
Welcome back to another episode of Afro Move Review, the podcast.
Nice. This is season 5, episode 61. This is the season 5 pickies. This season has been short, but extremely drawn out and long. So without even explaining why or anything else, we're gonna hop into it.
Yep.
We started season 5 as a haha to La La Land. We started with Moonlight. Keeks, you gave it a 10. I gave it a 9.975. And I mean, honestly, no complaints.
I stand by it.
I have not a change in that. If anything, I wish that I would have watched it before I watched it for the first time. Like, cause I would have sobbed. I would have cried. But like, we legit were on some, like, for all of the babies out there, this is for you. For all the blacks, this was for y'all. So our ranking was a 9.9875 out of 10. You said you stick by it?
I stick by it.
I'm with that.
Then we had West Side Story. You gave it a 6.25. I gave it a 7. How you feel?
I probably would. Okay, so our original ranking together was a 6.375 out of 10. I probably would also give it a 7.
Really? Because I would have went down. Because the only saving grace of that film was the choreography.
It was because of the choreography and visually how, like, it was so visually appealing. There was so much. And the fact that West Side Story did go from play to movie back to play, like, they have been able to do it so much because it was well done. And if this was the first time that anybody had seen a Broadway movie that they knew of that was big and, like, popular of their time, I could understand the thrill behind it. And I understand why they remade it in 2019 or whatever it was.
Didn't they remake it multiple times? Or is that just Romeo and Juliet?
I think this was the first time that they did the remake of West Side Story. Romeo and Juliet, they've done multiple times.
That, okay.
So yeah. I would go to a 7. What would you take yours down to?
A 6.5.
Okay.
I mean, that choreography was, but that storyline bothering. So.
Yeah. Okay. So season 5, episode 53, because in between there, of course, we had our anniversary episode. So, and a shorty, but like, okay, so episode 53 is Hamilton. You gave it a 7. I gave it an 8.25. your laughter. I gave it an 8.25. Together we had a 7.625, and our guest was a 7 out of 10. How would you feel?
I stick with my 7. Honestly, because I'm petty, 6.99 or 6.85. That is such a range. But, like, the play is very much better watching it than, like, hearing the soundtrack. I just don't like Lin-Manuel Miranda like that. And I
think I would probably take my ranking down to a 7.5, only because now I know more of, like, Lin-Manuel Miranda's, like, annoyance. Like, shut the fuck up. Like, he literally got in good, and it wasn't like he tried to make these racist, like, humans by putting people of color in them. Like, nigga, I see what you're doing. And, like, he's for that just, like, down a little bit.
He's just not a good person. Like,
but I don't know, like that, but outside looking in, I could,
he said nigga, like, I don't know.
But, like, didn't you say he was saying nigga to, like, quote somebody else, like, this person said?
He was quoting Daveed Diggs, but, like, also, you ain't black, so you can't say that. So if I would have said that in front of me, I would have punched you in the fucking face. You would have been like, what the fuck? You might
have the consequences of you thinking that you could say that. Because I absolutely feel like when it's not a culture or community that you belong to, that you should asterisk it, whether you are typing it out or saying it. There should be some kind of, like, eh. Like, you should know that the word was there, but it's not mine to say. And I feel like that for a lot of people, where I know some people who feel like, well, people can say what the fuck they want and they just have to take the consequence. Well,
people can say what the fuck they want. It's just not free of consequences. I'm with you on that.
It is not free of consequence, and I agree with that. But it's also like, why do people get clearance, especially to say what they want when it comes to the N-word? Y'all don't throw around...
Especially.
You know what I mean? You don't throw around other words that are derogatory to specific groups and think that there's no consequence when you do it there, but you expect there to be no consequence when you throw around the N-word, even though you're not of the culture or the community. And even if you, for some reason, are a part of the community, if you are in community and not in culture, it's still not yours to say.
That, so.
I'm with you. So I would bring it down to a 7.5 because he's annoying as fuck.
Yeah, I feel that. I feel that. Then we had The Wiz, which was, you gave it an 8.99. I gave it an 8. I think it was a, what is it, 8.9? You and your decimals. I noticed
it
you
was 8.495.
You and your all this season, all these just you and decimals.
Numbers.
How you feel about that, though?
I would give it a full 9.
I honestly would, too. I would bring it up to a 9.
I would bring it up to a 9. The Wiz was great. It's impactful. It's still a part of our lives. Deborah Cox and Disney Mills are about to... An 8.5?
Yeah, I was like, wait a minute, why did I give it that? Because of the fat phobia.
Yeah, because of the phobia and because of like, and then also because of the blatant holes, there was like missteps. I think that there was time. But the production, the Technicolor, that like there was so much.
Beautiful. Like, my God.
So yeah, I would give it a solid 9. Okay, so then our episode 56 was a shorty. That was the WGA SAG after episode. Then we had episode 57 was the MFK with Beyonce. So then finally we get to episode 58, which was Phantom of the Opera.
Poto. Ever since you called them that, I was like, I cannot just stop Poto. Thinking
because that's it. So Poto, so we both gave it 7.5s. What do you feel about that?
I stand by it. I don't think
10 toes.
It was okay because I was thinking about it again because I was listening to it when I had to do the rankings. Mm-hmm. And I was listening back to all like little snippets of all the episodes, and I'm just like, they did the thing that we don't like in the horror season where they make a disabled person the villain. And I was like, God damn it.
We did. The only thing about that is that this villain like got to thrive and he was a boss bitch. And like, I support that. Like, if you gonna villainize me, watch me do it the best you ever seen.
That's fair. And he didn't die. Like, he actually...
He survived. Okay. And like, you don't know, but we could... It could seem like he's going to outlive everybody because because he's out there doing it. You know what I'm saying? He's thugging out in the wilderness or whatever. Oh boy was over here getting pushed around in a wheelchair, still being driven around. And Madame, whatever, is old. It seems like he would just outlive them all, which to me is some real villainous boss shit.
Okay, I'll stay by my 7.5.
Yeah, I like my 7.5. So then...
The Sound of Music.
59 was our intermission. It was another shorty, and it was better with specific explicitives.
Yes.
And then, so episode 60.
You gave it an 8.25. I gave it a 7. How you feeling?
I stick by that because it literally taught me that a few of my favorite things is not a Christmas song.
Yes. I'm so excited for you for that. Okay. Now I want you to listen to Panic at the Disco, Bill God, Then We'll Talk. Because it has that like melody in it. And that made me like, that made that my favorite song on that album. So,
well, I still have not given Ponytails, Seven Rings a listen again because it's annoying still. Like, even with me having that knowledge, even thinking about listening to the song is a little annoying. So
yeah, that's fair.
You okay, just so, like we just did it, so like
we just got here.
So you gotta
I need to marinate in this feeling for a little bit. I just got seasoned, so okay. So then, what is your split end?
I feel like my split end and my golden pick are both ties.
Okay, all right, I'm with it.
So my split in would be, the tie would be West Side Story and Hamilton.
Okay, so my split in is Hamilton. I think West Side Story, the only reason that I didn't is because it was one of, it is absolutely the only musical of our selection that features people of color.
Hamilton got black people.
Not the characters are not back,
are not black.
You know what I mean? This is the only West Side Story is the only one that is written with people of color as foreground characters for themselves. And so that for me was something that made me not pick the split in. Yeah.
Okay.
You know how I feel.
They could have did a better job with Hamilton. No, I get that.
Yeah, they could have. I think that my my picky is The Wiz.
Moonlight threw me off because I was like, "You're not even a musical," but also look, if Moonlight was not in this episode, I would definitely pick The Wiz. But because Moonlight is there, it's like Moonlight and then like a little half centimeter, a little one and one fourth centimeter.
With a huge nod at Moonlight.
Huge nod at Moonlight, and then because it's a musical, The Wiz is my
favorite. Okay. With it. So let me mark it for us. Like we said, this was a really short as far as like actual movies reviewed, and you know why. The strike was the place we were trying to figure out how to stand in solidarity with people. Life was happening. Tech stuff, the world is at war, we are working, people are broke, we're tired, sometimes dehydrated, sometimes we just did not feel like doing it. It wasn't fun.
Yeah.
So that's the season 5 pickies, but as far as season 6 goes and announcements, things are going to be reformatted.
Changing up the format. I know y'all be like, again?
Yes.
Yes,
we're constantly evolving, trying to be better.
Look, we're really trying to cut our time for you guys because we realize we are long-winded. And 6 seasons in, we don't want to be a 2-hour episode podcast. Mm-hmm. So we are trying to bring our maximum, an hour?
So the new format is going to be because, like Keek said, we recognize that we were going a little long-winded. And part of the reason for that is that we were doing we were doing recaps and not
reviews.
We do not have to go like scene by scene with you because either you've seen the movie or you haven't. And depending on how we review the movie, if you haven't seen it, maybe you'd be interested in seeing it based off of the review, but maybe if the review is good enough, you won't have to. The review doesn't need to be the length of the movie, right? That's something that we've been discussing while we were taking these hiatus. We were maybe on break from recording and publishing, but never on break from thinking about how to make this better for ourselves, for you guys. So that's one of the things. So like they said, we are going to do about 1 hour max is the goal. And then to supplement and support that, we are going to open up a free 99 paywall subscription on our website so that anything that is over an hour, you can go to the website and listen to it there. It's not going to be something that you are then required, you know, to give any feedback or anything, but that's where it'll be available to you if we can figure that out. If we're not able to, then what we will do is split episodes. If it's over an hour, we'll split it. It'll come into 2 portions so that you can have an hour designated to this podcast at a time. And then any time that you designate it after that is by choice. You could have gotten through most of an episode and feel good about it.
Yeah. So
either one of the two, whether it be a paywall or a split episode, there's going to be an hour max. But because of the new format with us reviewing and not recapping, the goal is never for it to be over an hour, really.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. And then it'll be less of, because I be feeling stressed when we go so long, because I'm like, oh my God, are y'all going to listen? Because I feel like we are losing people when we go that long-winded, so I'm actually pretty excited for this.
And we've definitely seen that you guys stay around for us. We know that there are, like, we can see the analytics. We know that there are full episodes being listened to. But we've also done the research to see what other podcasts are doing to succeed. Like, what do the numbers say? And statistics and analytics say that people don't necessarily want to listen to a podcast over about an hour and 10 minutes. About 45 minutes in, they're losing interest if you are not on the wrap it up and finish it up side. So we want to make sure that we have general audience in mind, but keeping our listeners who have been with us in mind too. Like, we have made multiple format changes. This is going to be season 6, and this is probably our third or fourth adjustment that we've made. This is all keeping you guys in mind. So we have not gotten rid of the history reels. This season was so long and drawn out that we forgot about
our lenses, but
the lenses will come back. Mm-hmm. We're gonna make sure that things are true to AMR, that they are incorporated in the full way, but also that we do not take up all of your time. So
yes, and that is our goal.
That's the goal. What other announcements do we have? And this is just like out of the most love that we can possibly give, but this is not an on-demand podcast. Us opening up the paywall, and even if we are able to do it, it being free for you to be able to give suggestions or things like that, it would just be suggestions. When we are incorporating movies into our seasons, if we mix, if we do whatever, at that point, like, not that we had much like pushback, but like a thank you would be nice. Don't come like demanding of us, because this is hard for us to do it when the demand is just ours. So adding your demand to our list does not make it any easier. Though we appreciate the enthusiasm, we just want you to understand that we are absolutely people, and this is probably the softest pushback that you're going to get. Pushback past this is going to get rough and tumble. So.
And it's not like we're not going to get to, like we said, we have seasons on deck. We just have to, especially with the companies that we are boycotting, we want to make sure we don't support them. We want to make sure we don't mention them. And we want to make sure that we still actually support the people, because, you know, unions. But we're trying to work things into specific seasons where it is doable. It is according to our ethics, because I'll be damned if.
Yeah.
I'm doing things that's against my morals and values. So just be patient with us. Like, we really appreciate these suggestions, but also we are only human, and we are also dealing with the same things you guys are dealing with. And we also have, this is a side gig. We have full-time jobs.
Yeah.
So,
even this episode, our season, what is this? This is 61. It is shorter than normal because the season was shorter, but this is all in solidarity for the people. And we appreciate that you guys stay solid with us. So we look forward to starting season 6. It's going to drop. I think our drop date is going to be back on Wednesdays, if not Sundays, whatever. We'll let you know. Keep an eye out, because the goal is to be back weekly. We are excited. Season 6 is all A24 Studios.
Yes.
So all films A24, all things A24. We're going to get into the good, bad, the ugly. We'll have a couple of intermission episodes. We will look forward to any recommendations, requests. We'll look forward to you guys hitting us up on the website. Make sure you review us. You cannot just review an episode. You have to review the whole podcast. Put your stars in. Let us know. Give us feedback how you feel. But we're going to do this because it feels fun again. And we've figured out how to manage everything that we needed for it to feel fun again. So we're going to be back in most force. I won't say full force. The most of what we can give force.
Yeah. I feel that. I like that. Because sometimes you can get 40, I can get 40. That's 80 right there, baby.
That's 80 between the two. I mean, who can even complain? That's 80 between the two. And, you know, they always say that it's not about, like, how you do it, it's your attitude about it. And I think that we have revitalized ourselves with how we approach this. So, baby's yawning.
Sorry, I'll just be nodding. Y'all can't see that.
We do this late after working. You worked, I worked. It's been a day. So, this is awesome. Our picky is about to be 21, 22 minutes. Because you got anything else?
I think that's it. So, we'll see you season 6. Thanks for hanging on for so long. Because
power to the people.
6 seasons. Look.
And power to the people. We're going to be doing it. When we come back, it'll be season 6, episode 62. We had one of our guests tell us, like, when we were feeling down and out about this, I had to remember. One of our guests told us off mic that most podcasts don't make it past 8 episodes.
And look at us.
We're almost at 8 times 8, if that's the math of that. But, like, yeah. we are consistent. So for that alone, we're going to keep going. Like, yeah. we've beat the odds, and it's not oversaturated. I just think that us having this revamp and doing it the differentest way is going to be better. Oh, last bit of news. Some of the episodes that are on streaming right now may disappear. If we can't figure out how to put them behind something so that we can have our, like, aha-ha shame moments, and y'all can join us on a subscription membership to laugh with us at how we've grown, they may just go away.
Because some of the audio is really bad on some of those, and honestly, not our proudest moment. So
it's not going to be because we take, I mean, we can renege on things that we say on wax again. It's not going to be because we're like, oh, I wish I didn't say that. But if you can't hear it, if the audio is bad, no, we stand by what we say, even with the apologies, even with the
terrible audio. But
yeah. Audio, if the audio is bad, it may go away. So we're going to give you guys an exit date for that. It might be around the time season 6 drops. So if you have an episode that you want to keep specifically, please let us know so that we can have it available or figure out how to put it behind the free 99 paywall so that you can access it. Because if not, it'll be a part of a memory, a thing that you used to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Real this time?
Yeah, I think so.
Tiny hearts.
All the hearts. Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.